Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers, and you know what makes me mad? When insurance companies deny your claim for no good reason. That's why people call me. I'm the lawyer insurance companies don't want to deal with. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you. Get Goldfinger
today. Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom, speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors lost by a score of 107-95 at home to the Houston Rockets. The Rockets playing really well of late. The team is finally healthy again, and they're starting to honestly recapture their form from last year, where they were the number one seed in the West and forced Golden State into seven games. It's starting to look like that again, honestly. And they actually have a couple of pieces this year that might really help them in that regard. Austin Rivers, actually. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous bringing up Austin Rivers, but he played really well tonight. But look, it's not really about the Rockets. It's really about the Raptors, who. Honestly, this was one of their three most frustrating performances of the season in terms of just their inability to execute sort of the stop and start nature of the game, how the Raptors couldn't really seem to gel or play together. And it's funny because, those two other performances that I thought have been the other two most frustrating performances of the season. One of them was obviously San Antonio, like when they returned to San Antonio and just how bad they got crushed. That was really humiliating. The other one was losing to Houston. Now, the other one game, like, I think the final score was like within 3 points because the Raptors made this ridiculous comeback in the last couple of minutes, which completely fell short, but they hit a bunch of threes and the Rockets honestly just started, losing their minds. They played like idiots for like a solid 2 minutes there, the Rockets did in their previous game. But the Rockets, have basically had the Raptors' number. And, I think, quite honestly, like, most of the issues today stem from the Raptors' offense, and specifically to the bench. But I really think it's just a lot of what Houston does in terms of switching, in terms of their personnel. They did a really good job of walling off the paint. Not only did they switch, but they also sent very timely help defense to deny the Raptors from getting into the paint. The Raptors only had 37 points in the first half. That's horrendous. The Raptors did come alive in the third quarter there, but Raptors offensively just couldn't really get it going. And honestly, if I were a team that plays the Raptors in the playoffs, I would definitely look at these two games against the Rockets and try to copy a lot of the elements of what they did, because a lot of that switching kept the Raptors from getting into the paint, and a lot of the Raptors' offenses getting into the paint, getting a paint touch, and then kicking it out for three or either finishing at the basket. And there just wasn't a lot of that tonight. What there was a lot of was the bench looking like hot trash. Now, the bench has been bad all year, like straight up bad. This might have been their worst performance, honestly. Let me just read you their plus minuses. OG Anunoby, minus 30 in 14 minutes. Norman Powell, minus 16 in 10 minutes. Marc Gasol, minus 30 in 18 minutes. Jeremy Lin, my boy, oh my god, he was so bad. Minus 22 in 11 minutes. And Pat McCaw, minus 15 in 10 minutes. Now, part of that is the Raptors, or Nurse, sort of insists on playing a lot of these bench guys together at once. And that doesn't help, because I don't think they really fit well together. But, I mean, it's just bad all around, in the first half, Lowry actually played a lot with the bench unit, especially in that second quarter there. And, the Raptors just kept turning the ball over. Lowry had a bunch of turnovers. Jeremy Lin, my God, he was so bad, man. Jeremy, seriously, he had more turnovers than points. Norman Powell was also playing like dog shit, and it was just like the whole group as a whole just put it in rice, just put the whole group in rice. That shit does not work. Part of it was, I don't even want to say it's a bad matchup, because it's not like the Rockets are bringing they brought Gary Clark and Nene off the bench, and honestly, I think Nene actually kind of outperformed Marc Gasol. sad as that sounds, Nene, who is, I think, exactly 48 years old at this point, still playing in the NBA. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was just an ugly performance. It was just so, so bad by the bench. They completely put the Raptors in a, you know, they single-handedly buried the Raptors. The Raptors were down 20. And it wasn't even like the Rockets were doing something that was so great. Like, they played good defense for sure. But, like a lot of that stretch was just the Raptors would play this horrendous offensive set. Like, time after time, they would turn the ball over. They'd take a bad shot. Their floor balance was completely messed up. And the Rockets just go the other way and score in transition. Like, they only needed to do was wait for the Raptors to screw up and then go the other way to score. Like, Chris Paul, who was playing for most of the with the bench units, the Rockets like to have Harden play basically most of the first, most of the third, and then the second half, the second and the fourth quarter. And in between that, it's up to Chris Paul to, you know, to shepherd the team. Chris Paul had 5 points on 1 of 10 shooting. And yet he was a plus 13 because all he needed to do was just throw hit-ahead passes for guys like, you know, Gerald Green or Austin Rivers or Eric Gordon to finish. And you know, the Raptors just shooting themselves in the foot, honestly. And then the third quarter came around. The Raptors actually got their shit together, played incredible, incredible defense where they had limited the Rockets to only 4 points in the first 6 minutes. A lot of that was Serge Ibaka, who in the first half had a couple of buttery, you know, butterfingers moments, and it was ugly. But Serge in that third quarter was, I mean, it's the best defense I've seen Serge play as a Raptor, period. Like, the best six-minute stretch I've seen Serge Ibaka play defense as a member of the Raptors. That was, like, 2013 Serge Ibaka, when he was, like, leading the league in blocks and stuff like that. I mean, in that third quarter alone, I think he had like 3 blocks in that quarter alone. I'm not entirely sure. He finished with 5. A couple of those were on Harden. A couple of those were on Capella. And the Raptors, offensively, basically, they figured, okay, they're going to play Chris Paul 1-on-1. They're going to play Eric Gordon 1-on-1. And then with James Harden, they're going to have Danny Green sort of sit on his, you know, left hand so he can't really go to that step back. Obviously, sort of run him off the line if the ball swings to him. And just basically funnel the action towards the basket. And what that really requires is very timely help defense from the center, which in this case was Ibaka. And you need basically Ibaka to contest a shot at the right time while also staying down long enough to dissuade the dump-off pass and the alley-oop pass to Capella, who's obviously a great finisher on the basket. And, Ibaka did a great job of contesting and forcing misses out of Harden. And even when Harden was able to get the ball to Capella, or if Capella was able to get an offensive rebound, Ibaka was just, you know, stuffing the life out of him. So, you know, it was an inspired performance. The Raptors quickly, the starting unit quickly regained the lead, actually. It took a small lead. And it was really up to the bench to, you know, just not fuck it up. And they fucked it up. Like, it was bad. I mean, some of it was on Gerald Green, who definitely gets Gerald Henderson tonight for randomly going off. He had 18 points in 21 minutes. He's obviously one of those guys that